Oh, man, back in the day, you had such hate in your heart.
Yes.
You know,
I have a lot of hate in my heart lately.
There were just certain things when you were younger, especially like you were a kid. You just hated them, and you didn't really have a good reason about it.
It's like I loved you so much, and now I just hate you.
I hate you.
Oh, I feel like I had good reason to hate this person. Rest in peace, though, because she has since passed away. Mrs. Reynolds, she was the substitute teacher. A substitute teacher's job is to come in, roll that, back in my day, roll that movie card in, that little TV card in.
Get out the way.
And get out the way. Turn the lights off. You read a book, take a nap, eat your snack, whatever, and let us kids. Nah. We find out, our teacher gives us a heads up, like, hey, class, just want to let you know that I will not be here this Friday.
Uh-huh.
All right, you will have a substitute. Yes! Woo! And then we get in class. We don't even bring our books. Nobody got book bags. We ain't got a pencil or nothing. Then all of a sudden, Miss Reynolds walks in. And we're like,
Miss Reynolds.
Oh, no. She goes, all right, turn your books to page 47.
What?
No.
No, Miss Reynolds, we on page 60. No, we're going to start over because your teacher ain't teaching the way that you should be taught. So we're going to start over. Like, it was a harder class when Miss Reynolds would show up.
So what you're saying was she was a good teacher.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
She's the teacher I want every kid to have except for me in the 4th, 5th, 7th, 9th, 10th
grade. She was amazing, that stupid jerk.
And they did you work.
And what made it worse was I felt like she would move up a grade when we moved up a grade. How are you my substitute teacher when I'm in 3rd grade and when I'm a junior in high school?
She could do it all, man.
Like, it ain't about time for you to retire.
Oh, man. As a kid, I hated the substitute, too. And I feel bad. And I get it. Now, as an adult, I think the substitute hates the substitute also.
Yes.
I'm having to deal with it. But it was. It's just that you sit there and be like, ugh. They're going to ask questions. They're not going to know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. They're going to teach them.
Try.
And they're going to try.
How dare you try?
God, I hated that so much back then.
You know what I hated back in the day?
What?
Man, I hated the news. Man, I hated the news.
Back in the day or now?
Well, you know. I hate the things in the news, but I hated the program of the news.
Yeah.
News. Because that was a signal that, like, all fun was over for the day. Anytime my parents were like, we have to put on the news. And it was just, no! Not the news!
Now I'm stuck here.
Right. Because, you know, children, back in the day, we didn't have 27 different screens to stare at all the time, so we couldn't just go watch Netflix on our phone.
We had one screen.
That's it.
And that screen now had the news on it.
Exactly. And it was either look at that screen with the news on it, or look at the fireplace. I mean, that's the only two screens you had in the house. All just the news. That's how I knew it as the news.
Yeah, and I get that same thing because, like, on Friday nights, you have TGIF, and TGIF would be like 4 fun sitcom shows.
Yep.
And then you knew the night was over when it was time for 2020.
Oh, like,
I kind of liked it.
Of course you did.
Of course you did.
I was all right with
it. Yeah, you love the news. Oh, my parents, the other one, too, is because television was just more boring back then. I knew when this theme music kicked in, all fun, and the night was over. It was the biggest show on television. Hill Street Blues, which rhymes with news. I should point that out. Oh. I mean, listen, this is that sad kid dragging his book bag home because he just got through with class with Miss Reynolds.
That's it.
Making him do
worst
stuff.
Worst day ever.
And he comes home and all he wants to do is watch Sesame Street. But no, a Stephen Botchko production is rolling on in. Boo!
Hate things, Monica. Hate them.
Yeah. I mean, as a kid, I hated the water fountain. Not just the water fountain, but the double water fountain, like the smaller one. You remember when they have, like, they would have the,
That one was for your height, wasn't it?
I had it ready. You saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, even though the water would be so cool, be so good, there was always that one kid that put their whole mouth on the fountain.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Just slurping it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Nasty with it.
Just gross with it. And then, you know, poor Monica, who couldn't reach the higher one without looking like a dog trying to...
your tiptoes.
That's no good.
Trying to get... a hamster trying to get up on that? Trying to do it. And would the tall people do the splashy thing to you also?
Oh, I never was in the splash zone. I try to avoid that.
I think they knew better, though, with Monica, that she might have been shorter, but she does punch harder than anybody else.
The water fountain, disgusting place.
Ugh.
Just a disgusting place. Because you had the people that would wrap their mouth around the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the people that I felt like they were spitting on purpose.
Right.
Into the thing.
Making bubbles and stuff.
I'm like, what is happening here?
And then did you have suckers? You have those suckers where they kind of put their mouth on it, but they would be just sucking in the whole thing.
Like how thirsty are you,
sir? Making love to this thing? What's going on? And you think about it, too, is the most ill-advised, quote-unquote, field trip of life was taking the entire class to the water fountain at the same time, lining them all up. I mean, we might as well had a germ-ridden French kissing contest. Just one kid after the next putting their mouth in.